Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
This is what I've learned. The only thing that you can do is pray and ask God to change people's hearts, because He's the only one who can change people's hearts and minds. But then the second thing you have to do is not criticize, but to stay humble and to stay low. Now, you should always express the way you feel in any situation, because the Bible says that if we're offended or we've caused an offense, go to the person and share with them how we feel about the situation. But the Bible warns us about criticizing people. Don't criticize people. We should never do that, because with the same judgment that we speak, it's the same judgment that's going to come back upon our lives. And some of us are really reaping what we've said. We're reaping the results of how we responded to situations in our lives. And this is why you've got to stick with the Word of God. And you need to always remain humble, humble before God. Humble in your relationships with people, humble with even your children. Because when you follow the principle of humility, guess what? God's going to promote you. God's going to honor you. God's going to lift you up. God is not only going to get you through the situations you're going through in life, but He is going to lift you up and give you the support. Not just to limp into victory, but to run in victory. Now listen to what 1 Peter 5 and 6 says. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. You know, you say, but I don't want to humble myself. I want to tell that person they're so off, they're so wrong, they're so this, they're so that. The Bible says, humble yourself. Why? Because God will lift you up. Why? Because God will honor you as you do. Humble yourself under the mighty power of God. In other words, come under God's authority. And at the right time, He's going to change things and He's going to lift you up. He's going to honor you. And then it says, give all your worries and your cares to God, for He cares about you. Many of us are carrying our cares and our worries and our anxieties and our fears and everything else when God says, give it to me. Can I tell you this? You can't deal with it. You can't do it by yourself. You need to start just giving God your worries, your concerns, whatever is going on in your life. Why? Because He cares for you. He can carry it. Now, let me go on to something else. Sometimes people try to prevent you from moving past your past. Wisdom is fragile, and once you obtain it, you can only keep wisdom by obeying God's word. I want to talk about David just for a little bit. Before David was king, the Bible says he walked in wisdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and 5, it says, David went out wherever King Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all of the people also, and in the sight of Saul's servants. David's wisdom and his obedience resulted in him becoming the king. Why? Because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing and it will bring promotion in our lives. In fact, in Proverbs 4 and 7, that's where it says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. But let me go deeper. You are all going to be tempted by Satan to disobey God at some point in time in your life. And I hate to tell you this, most will. Everyone has a past. Something they've done that they regret. Would you agree? whether you agree or not. In fact, someone once said, show me a person with no regret, and I'll show you a person with memory loss. They just don't remember it. Everyone is born in sin, and everyone is infected with rebellion against God, and the Bible says that. Now, you know, we think about the heroes in the Word of God, but can I just remind you of some of the things they did? Okay? Abraham was a liar. Did you know that? Moses was a murderer. And Samson, he slept with a lot of women, and I don't mean snored. But these were heroes of faith. But every one of these men, they regretted what they did. But they still did it. What I'm trying to tell you today, folks, is there are things that are going to happen in your life that you are going to have to repent of and move past. You're going to have to go on, because when you repent, God will forgive you and help you to fulfill the purpose and the plan that He has for your life. You know, most Christians do not tell what God delivered them from. You know why? Because they're afraid that people will see them differently. How many have told in the church your full testimony? Let me see your hand. Anybody? Case in point. Nobody here has stood up and said, man, I wish you had known me, because I was a this and I was a this, but the Lord has saved me now, and I thank Him for, and I used to do this and this and this, but now give the glory to God. Most people don't reveal everything about themselves. And God tells us not to judge others who fall, but to pray for them that they might be restored to faith. I want to read a few scriptures to you, because, folks, listen, it's so easy to judge other people, but let's be honest. We've all gone through stuff. We've all done things. We've all had regrets in our lives. And we're all still progressing into being the children of God that God desires us to be. How many of you feel like you've reached perfection? Let me see your hand. Nobody have to pray for lying? Good. Now listen to what the Bible says, because this is important for us to realize our responsibility to other people. And we all have a responsibility. You know, a lot of people say, I don't want to get involved. Orlando, I see that piece of toilet paper on your shoe when you walked out the bathroom, but I don't want to get involved. I would tell you, Orlando. Things happen to people, but before they happen, many of us know about it. We see them going down the wrong road, but what do we do about it? Is anybody with me here today? I'm talking about responsibility. We all have a responsibility to each other, but we're afraid to get involved. Many times we don't want to tell the person, hey, you know, man, you really shouldn't talk like that. You really shouldn't pursue that, because, and yet, listen to what the scripture says in Galatians 6:1. If anyone be detected in any misconduct, you, which are spiritual, should go to the person and to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. See, the Bible actually is saying, even before they fall, go to the person. Encourage them. You shouldn't do that, because this can lead you into this or that. The Bible says, and let each of you keep watch over yourselves, lest you also fall into temptation. In James 5:19, it says, if any of you do err from the faith and one convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Once again, the Word of God is saying that we're responsible for our brothers and for our sisters to interact with them when things are happening in their lives, to find out what's going on with them and to encourage them in the right way, and to even pray them back to where they need to be if they've slipped so far. The Bible shows us that love covers a multitude of sin. But then we always have those people who want to call up and say, I want you to intercede with me for Mary. Because Mary, oh my, let me tell you all the stuff she's done. and you tell everything that Mary did, and then you hang up the phone. Oh, I forgot to say, let's pray together. See, love covers. You understand? Love covers a multitude of sins. But the Bible says that we should go to the person personally and let them know if they're doing things that are wrong. If I witness you doing something wrong, I want to come and tell you. I don't want to tell the whole world. I don't want to tell the whole church. I just want you to know, because the Bible says that I should go with to you in a spirit of humility.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now in James 5 and 16, it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can be healed. How many of you, and since we're taking a poll today, how many of you feel that you can honestly confess your sins to people that you know? Let me see your hand. You feel you can confess your sins. One, two. Why don't you, the rest of you, why don't you feel you can do that? Is it because you don't trust the person? Do you? What's the reason? Because you don't know if they're going to go and talk about you? Just do like this. Some of you are saying, Pastor, what are you, crazy up there? Hey, who can you really trust? Who can you trust with your stuff? You know, the things that are happening in your life. Yet the Bible says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can be healed. There is a part of your life where you need confession, folks. But you got to find the right person to confess to. Don't just confess to anyone. You need to pray. Perhaps it's your pastor, if your pastor can keep secrets. I mean, it's a terrible thing to tell your pastor and then the deacons, you hear the deacons talking about what you did. That's a terrible thing. But there is a whole realm of healing that comes by really confessing. This is what I did. And I've asked God for forgiveness, and I'm asking you to pray for me. Now, after David became king, he did something very foolish. He took another man's wife. The Bible says that he saw her bathing from the roof, found out who she was, found out she was married, and still slept with her. Now, why am I telling you this, guys? Listen, I'm telling you this because even though you may be a stellar Christian, you're going to still be tempted to do stuff that is not right. You've got to stand up to temptation in your life. And you've got to realize that God can help you not to yield. But the question is have you been praying? Have you been seeking God? During this time in David's life, it was a time when the Bible says all the kings went to war. David's at home. Just lounging around. His life was not prepared for the temptation that he was about to go through in life. How many of you are prepared for the temptations that Satan is about to bring into your life because of preparation through prayer, through fasting, through reading the Word of God, and through humility and asking God to help you every single day? See, these are things to think about. David was a man blessed of God. The Bible said in those other verses, he was a man of wisdom. And yet, when he was tempted, he fell. The Bible says David thought it would not be discovered. A one-night stand, how could that be discovered? But it tells us that Bathsheba got pregnant. And as a result of that, he had to try to hide his sin. So he tried to get her husband to come home. And there was a war at the time. And the man had such integrity. He says, none of the other guys are going to meet with their wife. I'm not going to meet with my wife either. So as a result, David had her husband killed to hide the affair. I'm talking about the man after God's own heart. Yeah, he did that. And so then, after the man died, he married Bathsheba to make everything right. In 2 Samuel 11 and 26, it says, when the wife of Uriah heard that her husband had died, she mourned for her husband. And then when the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Have you ever done anything that you didn't think anybody else would find out about, but God knows about it? I advise you to repent before God has to expose it. The Bible says that there's nothing that happens in secret that God will not reveal on the housetop. Now, I know this is an unusual message. I'm just talking to you prophetically today. Some of this is for some of you, and others of it is for others of you. Is that all right? But believe me, the Holy Spirit is talking to people today. Listen to what happened after this. God spoke judgment upon David through a prophet. In fact, God got real personal with David, and he says, why have you despised the commandment? Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord? Why have you despised my word? You've killed Uriah with the sword, and you've taken his wife to be your wife. You've used the sword of your enemy to say he was responsible. But because of that, now the sword shall never depart from your house because you've despised me, and you have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife. And this is what the Lord says, because of this, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor. For you did it in secret, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. The Bible says that at that point, David just said, hey, you're talking about me. I sinned against the Lord. I'm so sorry. Can you tell me something? And the prophet said, yes. He says, am I going to die? And the prophet said, no, the Lord says he's going to forgive you of your sins. Once you repent, you won't die. However, because of this deed, you've given great occasion to the enemy of the Lord to blaspheme. And the child that is about to be born is going to die. And then the prophet left the house. Folks, this is what I want to say. God will always forgive us of our sins when we repent. But it's not that easy, because there are always consequences for your sins. The Bible says that God said to David, he said, because you did this, the sword of judgment will never depart from your home. Do you know what happened? His children were affected as a result of that sin. Even though he repented, his eldest son forced his daughter into intimacy without her will. Her brother ended up killing that eldest son. That eldest son then betrayed his father and tried to take the kingdom from him. And all of these things happened to David because of a one-night stand, when the Bible said from the beginning, he walked in wisdom. Folks, do you know where wisdom comes from? It doesn't come from within you. It comes from the Word of God. We have to obey this Word. You know, even when we don't understand what God is doing, let me tell you something. The answer that God has for you is in the Word. Following the Word of God is going to keep you out of trouble. Obedience always brings blessing into your life. And the lack of obedience will always bring some form of judgment into your life. This is the last thing I want to tell you. And that is this. When you fail God, if you repent and ask for God's forgiveness, that repentance will cover your destiny. Even though God judges you for the sin that you did, because consequences are going to still happen even though God has forgiven you, your repentance actually preserves God's plan for your life and your destiny. When Absalom tried to take the throne from David, he couldn't do it. You know why? Because he really wasn't dealing with David, he was dealing with God. Folks, even when you fail, if you will repent and ask God to help you and to forgive you, God will not allow the enemy to destroy you. You've opened the door to, you know, attacks against your life because of your past behavior, and you've got to be real about that. But because of your repentance, God will preserve your true destiny and purpose for your life. I'm talking to somebody today who's gotten stuck. Folks, we have to get beyond our past. The devil will tell you, look, you messed up for life. You know what you did, and everybody knows you did it. You say you were called, but listen, you can't go beyond that. Let me tell you something again. If you repent, God has forgiven you. Now, the unfortunate thing is people may not, because people's hearts and minds are flawed. But God will always forgive you. You need to get up. You need to get up, and you've got to get past your past. The Bible says the child did die. And before the child died that Bathsheba was pregnant with because of the sin, the Bible says David prayed and he fasted after he repented before God. He prayed and fasted. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't shave. He wouldn't do anything. He said, oh God, forgive me and save the life of the child. Save the life of the child. Well, God had already said he was going to take it. But when the child died, the Bible says he washed himself and began to eat again, because he had to move past his past. Some of you are still grieving over your past. Some of you are still staked out at that thing that happened to you, and it's preventing you from walking in to the glorious future and the things that God has for your life, because the devil knows as long as he can keep bringing those things to mind, you will keep looking back and not go forward. This message is for you today. It's time to get past your past. Don't expect the devil to stop bringing it up. That's what he does. But please understand, nobody, no one, even when they don't consent to God's plan and purpose and God's goodness and blessing upon your life, nobody can alter your destiny. Because God will forgive you if you repent.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. Today's message is titled, Move Past Your Past. This is part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.